3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to Trend Power with me, Lotta Jägelsaston and Martin Lindeskog, my co-host. Hello.
Hello, Lotta.
How are you doing today?
Doing okay. How about yourself?
Yes, I'm great and I'm enjoying the lovely weather and lots of sunshine.
Spring forward.
Big time. So we're going to jump right onto it. We're talking about market shifts and cultivating new trends. And we always include three different fields: life hack, unplug,
crowdfunding.
And crowdfunding campaign.
We don't say so much about it in this episode, but I could tell you that I get a newsletter and emails from Indiegogo because I joined my first two campaigns. So
that's right. You did have some interesting mobile battery driven.
Yeah, we could include that in the show notes when
yeah.
I'm.
Just tell us quickly about it.
Catching up with the last episode, also the show notes. So you're cranking up a mobile phone by a switch, or how do you say? Via in Swedish. What do you say that in English? Yeah. So
can't think of it right now. We'll put that in the show notes.
So yeah, you similar to. This simple radio that you could wind up tool on the mobile, like the, it's still also a protection, and then also to turn on the mobile when the battery is out. So that could be pretty interesting if you're out of battery and no connection.
And maybe it's pretty good for the environment as well. I don't know.
Could be.
It could be.
For my environment, if I want to keep in touch with you, for example.
Yeah.
Like on Skype.
Exactly, like we're using now.
Yep.
We will, in the next couple of episodes, shall we promise this, use a different service that we're going to try out. Which is the Ring.
Ringer
app. Where you call up using just your mobile phone and the sound quality should be pretty good.
Yeah, what we have heard from other sources and also heard a test of it on, for example, the feed by Libsyn's podcast.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And we love good apps, don't we, Martin?
We do.
And talking about apps, I ran into this really cool app the other day, which it's called Audvisor, and it's all about getting inspiration from great leaders in different industries, and it's just like a bite size, so it's maybe a minute, 2 minutes of really inspirational advice about everything and anything, really. So we'll include a note to that. I think it's quite new.
Yep.
It's not been out for that long, but I'm definitely introducing this at work to and also it's a good thing to have when you're walking about.
Yeah,
and
now
here
you
comes my cat.
Yeah, you're getting advice from a cat.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
But exactly. But I have another life hack, actually,
yep.
Which is to organize.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a third party app for Twitter, mm-hmm. where you can organize your favorites or your different feeds in your Twitter feed,
mm-hmm.
and you can save them for later. So it's like a plugin that you have on your computer, and then you drag the tweets that you want to save for later.
Yeah.
So you can then retweet them. You won't lose them in your feed. And I for sure use the favorite mark a lot for things that I want to give back to, or things that I want to see. That doesn't necessarily mean that I think is the best thing ever. It might just be something that's interesting to me right now. So this, I can categorize it off the grid, so to speak, and then have access to some cool things to, feed out whenever I want to. Maybe
Yeah.
something for you, Martin,
Yes,
who are not that keen on the scheduled apps.
No, so I like that. I mean, I'm using a schedule app, for example, Hootsuite, to auto-schedule retweets and so on for my work. And so that could be a great thing. And I mean, we get lots of information and lots of tips and tricks and news that we have here on the show via Twitter. So we could do a call out there to, if you have a tip on a life hack, something to unplug, or a crowdfunding campaign, please send a tweet to TrendPal.
Exactly. That would be great.
Yep.
But you have one more life hack, actually,
Yeah, when I
about
heard the
when you
cat there
always
in the
come.
background, cat likes often water, and maybe they could go into the shower and make a note with the, how to say, not the hand, but the paws, and write things in the water on a note pad. So it's a aqua notes. And this tip I found, heard about on a show called, on a podcast network called 5x5, and it was with Dan, Benjamin, and Merlin Mann. And they had a long discussion when you're getting so-called middle-aged or later on in the life to remember things. And most of your good ideas coming before you go to bed or when you wake up or in your dreams,
That's what I was going to say.
or
Or
in the shower.
in the shower, or also when you're driving.
So.
So, but that's a great thing. I've been thinking of buying one of those speakers that you can have in the shower, just so I can listen to my bite-sized advice from Audvisor
Yeah,
or
sounds.
some good short podcasts
Yeah.
such as ours, only 10 minutes. But time's ticking, and I've got one last thing that I want to mention, which is our unplug of the week, which is an app again called White Album App. And it was funny, we talked about it before our recording, that it's an app that you take photographs, but you can't see them. They get sent to you by mail, so you can then take some time out, sit down with no devices on, and go through these lovely pictures that you've taken. And it will be almost like giving yourself a present because you don't know what they're going to be like. And
Oh
you said, "Oh
dish.
my God, you're going to take pictures that you haven't seen?" I don't
I got so confused because that was what you did back in the day.
Yes, and it's not actually that long
No,
ago.
it's not. We are not so
Maybe
old.
ten years ago. I don't know.
Yeah. I
So,
remember how I did an accident with an old styled camera, but I hadn't put in the, how to say, the film roll in the right way, and then to when you come coming home and handed it in, and everything was, yeah, it was a collage of photos in one picture.
I see what you mean. Well, those days are gone. However, you can save your pictures for later and have some quality time with your family, sit down together and see something, pass them round, talking about the memories you had at the time. I think it's a lovely way to spend some time together.
How about taking a selfie when you're listening to us? That could be, and send it via Twitter.
That's another one, and then receive it in the
Sounds good.
post. But we should probably wrap up, because time's running out. But we will be back next week with one of those explanatory episodes where we're going to talk about time management.
We'll do
And
that.
as usual, you can find us on Twitter, the handle
Trend
TrendPal.
pal, yeah,
Exactly.
and also
And until then, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
take care,
Cheerio.
cheerio.